And welcome to Sister Sage Roadside Herb Service. My name is Mark Fendel, and this is Jane Simmons.
Hello.
And Jane is the owner of SisterSageHerbs.com. We're a small medicinal herb farm, and we make tinctures and balms. We sell at Pike Place Market and online, so visit us. Check us out. Today we are talking about a very old world plant used in many continents, then brought over to North America later on. But this plant has been used medicinally for ever and ever. And it's pretty easy to find for us. Just walk out the front door.
Well, that's because it was one of the first plants I grew.
Well, it is prolific.
It has done well.
Anyway, we are...
I dug up the other 10 of those that I planted. I didn't know that.
Whoa.
They would spread as much.
Right. We are talking about the California mugwort. Or just mugwort. Actually. And
Artemisia vulgaris.
So yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it has very dark green leaves on the top, and or not very dark, but darker leaves on the top and white kind of fuzzy leaves underneath.
They're kind of woolly.
And
toothy kind of leaves.
Toothy, yes. That's kind of what I was trying to get at. Little, not serrated, but deeply lobed. And it can get about 8 feet tall once it's in flower. I try to cut it back to keep it from going too much to flower, but some of the uses are actually for the flower as well, like... Moxa, the Chinese herb that they put on your pins and create the smoke. That's made from a type of mugwort. And it got its nickname, mugwort, from being used as a fermented beverage before they found hops. They would use mugwort. And I've seen, it says that they use the fresh leaves, but, and flowers, but I do notice as it gets drier, it gets really strong in flavor, but it definitely increases circulation and then there's a whole bunch of like magic and kind of superstitious things around it.
Oh, yes, you know, sleep and dreams.
Dreams, it says, like, it's kind of like a witch's herb because it helps you fly in your dreams. And, well, the witches, the women herbalists, were usually the ones making beer. And usually, because you have to have boiled water in order to have healthy people in that kind of environment where people are just crammed together in the, you know, in Europe and all the rivers are probably kind of dirty even, and the creeks and everything are just coming right off.
Who knows? You know, I mean, there's a lot of scenarios. However,
well, boiling water. The boiling water. Creates, you know, a safer environment. So normally what they would do is boil water with herbs so it would taste different and then ferment that. And so the broom outside of their doorstep would be turned up with the bristles up and the herb that they were using would be stuck into the bristles so that's like the advertisement of what kind of beer they had.
Let's see. Wow.
Isn't that cool? So it was like the first, like, advertisement, like, what do you call the hanging advertisement?
Right. This is what we got.
And then that was kind of like the witches on brooms, kind of. It just sort of evolved from there, I think, or devolved from there with herbalism.
Right.
But, yeah, so deeply associated with preventing, like, the evil eye, and supposedly if you put it in your shoe, the snake doesn't bite you on the trail, that kind of thing, gives you energy. It's definitely, if you live in Seattle and you're a woman, you've probably been, and if you haven't, you should, to the Olympus Spa, the Naked Lady Spa, Korean Spa. They use mugwort all over the place. So that place, it smells really sweet when you walk in. You can smell all the mugworts in the steam room, in the hot sauna room. They have a whole box of all these herbs that are just in the dry room, like just emitting their loveliness. And then they have a tray of water that's been infused. It's just a hot water spigot in a water tub, and you dip in your bucket, your nice bucket, and then put it over your head to kind of cleanse you before or after you get in out of the pools.
Nice.
It's really nice. Yeah. So, very good for bitters to be drank, and menopausal kind of symptoms, I guess.
I didn't read about it in the books, but...
Which one? The bitters?
No, just about mugwort and baths.
Yeah, I know. But that's what they do at the Korean women's spa, yeah. So... And this is another plant that is very easy to grow. And it spreads slowly over time. So we've had this plant for about 20 years. And it was next to the rose plant. And now the rose plant is in the middle of the mugwort patch. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But they seem to be coexisting pretty well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. So the leaves would make a really nice, like a potpourri additive, because they do emit a nice smell. But some people can get a little bit, a little bit scratchy throat from the dust, because that downy leaf kind of gets in the air. Yeah. I remember meeting these Bastyr University students who their whole business was going to be moxa. So they grew the mugwort, dried it out, and then they had these giant grinders that they did by hand.
Whoa.
Because it won't really go through the screens very well. It doesn't break down very well, you know. And they didn't have like a chafe cutter, you know, so they could just like
cut it really quick. For that.
Yeah. And I was like, you guys are do this without a respirator, or do you do it with a respirator? We just do it outside. So they figured out a way to do it. And then usually for Chinese medicine, it is the tops with the seeds in it, because they actually do pop for some reason. And they roll them into kind of like a cigar. And then they chop off, or like a cigarette, a little bit bigger than a cigarette. And then they cut off little pieces. And then they light it on fire. They put it on the pin, and then light the needle that's in you. They light it on fire, and they wait for it to smoke, and it brings the heat to the area where the needle is inserted.
Right.
And then they put a glass cup on top of that, and it suctions and brings all the pressure, and it actually creates a bruise, but it's for very deep tissue healing.
Wow.
So it's really intense. And then they let it burn there, and And then they pull off the cups after about, I don't know, 10 minutes? I don't know how long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
But you could use it as an incense. If you smudge your room before mm-hmm. you go to bed, you know, you might find some flying activity in your...
In your dreams.
In your dreams.
I've heard of putting it under your pillow, too.
Yep. A lot of people make just a little pillow buddy.
Mugwort.
Yeah.
Pillow bundle.
A little mugwort teddy bear. That would be pretty cute. yeah. But super bitter, so you don't need much, for sure. You can just do a very light, quick infusion of it, dried or fresh.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh is going to be stronger, for sure. I mean, the dried is going to be stronger flavor, for sure. More bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's about all I know about mugwort.
Yeah.
Artemisia.
I did want to mention that, you know, it traveled over here, I'm not sure when, but the early, it shows up in all kinds of European and Asian medicine, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there is a Chinese variety.
Oh, yes.
That's different.
Several, I think.
Yeah.
But they talk about, in Chinese medicine, at least in this book I'm looking at, Matthew Woods, you know, Earthwise Herbal.
Mm-hmm.
And he's talking about the Chinese using
the moxa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And then he was talking about, this was really interesting, this Australian herbalist, Dorothy Hall,
mm-hmm.
Had developed an interesting profile of the plant and used it with all kinds of different things, including speech disorders and dyslexia. Yeah, people with all kinds of problems, speech problems.
They drank it?
Apparently so.
Wow. Interesting.
And other psychological problems. Anyway, that might be something to kind of like investigate a little bit.
Sure. Check out the Earthwise Herbal by Matthew Wood.
Yeah. There's a lot to learn here, I think. Especially from, you know, it just seems like the European... There's a lot of European knowledge.
Yes.
About these medicinal plants. So, yeah. Let's keep talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Should we end it there?
Yeah.
All right, folks. Hey, thank you so much for checking out our tiny podcast. And we're just having fun.
Thanks talking for pulling over on the side of the road.
We'll be there in about 5 minutes. Hey, come to SisterSageHerbs.com and we'll see you on the next podcast. Cheers, folks.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.